This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Audible have thousands of audiobooks for kids and parents to download, from Michael Morpurgo's Warhorse to Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. So we've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook when you sign up for a 1 month free trial of the Audible service. Find out more at funkidslive.com/free.
Marina Ventura Inside Biology with the Society of Biology. Hold on tight.
Hi there. Great to see you back for more biology. Today, we're scrutinising skeletons, so let's get cracking.
Them bones, dry bones.
Some animals, like grasshoppers and crabs, have their bones on the outside. These are called exoskeletons. We, like all mammals, prefer to keep our bones on the inside. We have endoskeletons. And the number of bones that animals have vary a lot too. Whilst humans have around 200 bones, elephants have over 350. None of them are in his trunk, though. One thing we all have in common is that without our bones, we'd all be wobbly blobs. Now, I like jelly a lot, but I wouldn't want to look like one. Just like bricks in a house, our bones give our bodies shape and strength. They also do another great job. Ouch! That sounds painful. Bones also stop our delicate organs getting damaged. The ribs in your chest are like a cage around your heart and lungs. You can feel your ribs with your fingers, and your skull protects your brain. Let's take a closer look. We're standing on the surface of a tibia, and that's the big bone in your thigh. It looks pretty white. That's because bones are mostly made of calcium, a hard white mineral, a bit like your teeth. This top surface is very smooth. It's called the cortical layer. But if we go a little deeper, it looks very different. Under the surface layer is cancellous bone. It's basically a lot more spongy looking, but you couldn't squish it in your hands because it's still made of hard minerals, just with lots of tiny holes in it, like a honeycomb. This honeycomb makes your bones light in weight and also helps all these blood vessels carrying oxygen, minerals and water keep your bones healthy and strong, and also carry away waste products and old bone. There's something very important right in the middle of some bones too. Watch out, this looks sticky. It's bone marrow. This thick, squidgy substance is what makes new blood cells. As many as 175 billion every day. And is therefore very useful gloop. I wonder if Map App has any cool facts about bones.
Of course.
The electronic essential for every explorer.
It is sensible to keep our bones safe, so they can keep us in one piece. But skulls have been found from the Neolithic period, that's over 5,000 years ago, with strange holes hammered in them. It's believed that these holes were made by healers to try to make people feel better, and amazingly, even today, trepanning, which is the name given to making holes in the skull, is used by some surgeons to relieve pressure on the brain.
Ouch! Sounds like it would give you a headache. That's all for now. See you soon. But in the meantime, find out more at funkidslive.com/biology.
Marina Ventura Inside Biology with the Society of Biology. Hold on tight.
Audible have thousands of audiobooks for kids and parents to download, from Michael Morpurgo's Warhorse to Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. So we've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook when you sign up for a 1 month free trial of the Audible service. Find out more at funkidslive.com/free.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.